This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to Israel and the Middle East this week, where he'll once again pressure Israel to not invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Blinken is also expected to push for more aid deliveries to Palestinians. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they're seeing some movement in that area.
They have been increasing the amount of trucks that have been getting into Gaza. Now, there's still challenges on the ground in getting it up into the north, but that's starting to happen, and the Israelis have started to meet the commitments that President Biden asked them to meet.
President Joe Biden also spoke with Israel's prime minister today and asked that aid deliveries be sustained and enhanced. Two rallies took place at the same time today in UCLA. Reporter Steve Futterman says pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian groups were facing off on campus.
There have been a few tense moments here at UCLA. Here at this pro-Israeli rally, which is taking place just adjacent to the pro-Palestinian encampment. Now, the two sides have been separated by metal barricades. There are lots of security officers here, but there were maybe two, three dozen pro-Palestinian demonstrators who got into this pro-Israeli area. There was lots of screaming, yelling, pushing, shoving. There were a few scuffles, but now those pro-Palestinian demonstrators have left this area, and the pro-Israeli rally continues.
That's Steve Futterman reporting. Residents of Oklahoma are now trying to recover after a large number of tornadoes touched down overnight on Saturday. At least four people were killed in the storms, and in some areas, the destruction was immense. Anna Pope from member station KOSU toured the city of Sulphur, which was one of the hardest hit in the state.
Walking through downtown Sulphur, you're bobbing and weaving electrical power lines, and most of these buildings are destroyed. It looks as though a bulldozer came through and didn't completely finish the job on some of these buildings. Emergency management crews are working to assess the situation and also prepare for more rain that's coming in. Crews are cutting plywood to patch up windows of buildings that are still standing to make sure that there's no water damage. Trees are completely bent and snapped off.
The state's governor also toured Sulphur and said every business was damaged. A state of emergency has been declared in 12 counties there. Officials in Ukraine say Russian drones hit the Black Sea city of Mykolaiv on Sunday. The attack set a hotel on fire and damaged energy infrastructure for the area. Officials say there were no casualties in the attacks, which took place early in the morning. Russian reports say the attack was aimed at a shipyard where Navy drones are being assembled, as well as a hotel they say housed mercenaries fighting for Ukraine. You're listening to NPR News. Police in Pakistan say gunmen have kidnapped a senior judge in the country's northwest region. About 15 men on motorbikes stopped the judge's vehicle while he was driving. They set the car on fire before leaving with the judge. There's been no official claim of responsibility, but counterterrorism officials say the Pakistani Taliban group is holding the judge. A shooting in San Antonio's historic Market Square last night caused panic among residents participating in the city's annual Fiesta celebration. As Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports, the shooting left two people dead and four others injured.
Eva Villarreal traveled from Dallas to San Antonio to enjoy Fiesta, an annual tradition celebrating the city's culture and history. She was with her friends outside of her hotel when she heard gunfire coming from across the street.
And we were out here with the DJ listening to the music, and then we heard five shots, and the DJ said, "We're closing it down. Everybody take cover."
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said two young men opened fire on each other in the crowded Market Square. Officers then returned the fire, which led to the death of the two shooters and four others injured. McManus said law enforcement is still investigating a motive behind the shooting. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
Three-time WNBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist Candace Parker says she's retiring after playing 16 seasons. She made the announcement in a social media post on Sunday. Parker became the first player in WNBA history to be named Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player, both in the same season. That happened in 2008. Parker is 38 years old. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, shattering barriers to treatment, survival, and recovery. People with schizophrenia can recover and thrive. More at wecanthrive.org.